Hey, what is up, you guys? It is your girl Nelly Butler, aka Chicago's Nelly, and I am here to talk to you about the five reasons why you should not worry about Pinterest followers and why you should implement your Pinterest strategy now. So every time I talk to someone about Pinterest, I usually get mixed reactions. After they realize Pinterest isn't just for recipes and DIYs, it's followed by, "I didn't even know who you could use it for that." And I tell every entrepreneur, small business owner, coach, consultant, whatever your title is, you need to be on Pinterest. Pinterest is great for reaching people while they decide what to buy or even what to do next. Most people go to Pinterest to research, plan, find inspiration, or a solution to a specific problem. About 97% of all searches on Pinterest are unbranded, which means they're not looking for a specific brand. They're not looking for a specific product. They're looking for a solution. So let your solution be the one that they find. Once I state these facts, there's a quick air of relief that washes over them. Then they're hit with a second set of emotions. Oh no, now this means I gotta learn another social media platform. Or will it even be worth it since I don't even have any followers already? That feeling like I'm too late to the game, not realizing they're already a step ahead of the game. And it's usually the doubt of not getting any results due to the lack of followers that trumps the fear of learning something new, which is why I wanted to share why Pinterest followers really don't matter. Now, before I begin, let me just state this quick disclaimer. For the record, I love my Pinterest followers. I love, 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 love my Pinterest followers. They have shown me a great deal of love with private messages, comments, and of course, by either signing up for my email list or even purchasing from me. Okay? So this article really isn't about hating Pinterest followers, but it's more so about why you shouldn't focus on that when you're just getting started. And if I hadn't considered the reasons below, honestly, I wouldn't have any followers today. So let me just state this for the record. Pinterest really is the type of platform where if you build it, they will come. Quote me on that, all right? So let's just talk about the five reasons you shouldn't worry about Pinterest followers. Number one, vanity metrics. That's all it is. Okay? As you can see in recent social media news, Facebook and Instagram are playing around with the idea of removing follower count and even likes because they have been said to reduce the user's experience and even cause users to have a lower self-esteem. With other social media sites, your visibility greatly depends on your followers. As soon as you publish content, your followers are notified. If you don't have any followers, you don't have any views. It's up to your followers to spread the news about your recent content. With Pinterest, it's the opposite. You don't need followers to get views on your content. Regardless of followers, it is very possible to have decent engagement. This is because of the second point that I'm going to mention. Pinterest is a discovery tool, so check the next section for me to go in depth about that. Now, if you're looking at your screen, this is what you will see. You'll see an example of this. Here is my personal account. As you can see, I just reached 4,600 followers, yet my account reaches over 4 million viewers per month. I didn't start out with tons of followers. With less than 1,000 followers, you guys, my account went from less than 300,000 viewers to 1 million in a month. Like, you can look at the picture. I don't even think it was like 300,000. I think it was more like 25. Like, I think it was like a quarter of a million, but y'all can look at the screen. I don't really study like graphs and charts like that. That's not my specialty. So y'all can look at that and figure that out. But you'll see the last point that I got to was that I was over a million monthly viewers in less than a month. All right. The next point, you guys, Pinterest functionality. Like other social media sites, Pinterest allows users to follow other people, brands, and businesses without other social media sites. Or let me say, unlike other social media sites, Pinterest is a discovery engine. Okay, this means people are going directly to the platform to look for ideas, inspiration, and solutions to the problem. Pinterest is focused on the end user experience. So as long as your account is set to public, people can discover you without even have heard of you. With Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all other social media platforms, users don't really have the ability to type in an issue in the search field and return a result or a solution. Don't believe me? Just test it out. Go to Instagram, type in ingrown toenail, I don't know, whatever your issue is, type it in. You'd have to get pretty specific if you want to find an actual solution to your problem or a remedy for it, right? You got to learn the hashtags that people are using. With Pinterest, you don't really have to do all of that. Pinterest actually helps users out by providing recommendations. So you don't need to know exactly what to search for in order to get an answer. Number three, smart feed. The smart feed, honestly, y'all, it's in a league of its own. The smart feed is your homepage when you log into the platform. Pinterest has really mastered their artificial intelligence to help deliver a customized experience for the user. I had to get really, really technical with y'all with that because the way they did it, I had to be professional because that is what Pinterest did. They were so professional, so efficient that I felt like it was going to be a disservice if I didn't just flat out say it like that. They are the master at this. The smart feed decides what type of pins to show you based upon the type of pins you pin or repin, the type of boards or accounts you follow, the type of pins you interact with, how you search the platform, and even how you pin what you pin. Now, when you pin something, Pinterest does a quick sweep on the image to try to figure out what it's about. This is why you'll see more pins like this underneath the pin or more ideas when you visit one of the boards. Pinterest wants to help you get the most and discover the most on its platform. Pinterest will also send you an in-app notification or an email to provide you with ideas based upon the interests it believes you have, you guys. So everything that you see in your smart feed, Pinterest is going to say, hey, you pinned something like this or you looked at something like this. Here are some more ideas like this. And they're going to notify you about that. Now that's all done for you. So guess what it's doing for others? Yep. The same exact thing. So it's helping others consume your content even if they are not following you. Cha-ching. All right. So the next thing here is going to be SEO, search engine optimization. So doubling back to Pinterest being a discovery search engine, think of Pinterest as the visual Google. When people go to Google, they are looking for ideas, inspiration, information, clarification, or updates, right? The same is true for Pinterest. Because of how Pinterest functions, you are able to optimize your profile, your boards, and your pins to bring in traffic looking exactly for you using keywords. Now, y'all heard the little doo-doo in the back. That was Siri. You guys, since I updated to, I don't know, what is this, iPad OS 13, 1, 2, 3, 4, something. Since I updated that, you guys, Pinterest just keeps popping up. So my bad about that because I'm not even using that iPad, but it just keeps popping up. It's like weird. But anyway, back to what we're talking about here. You don't have to personally know someone looking for, let's say, easy ways to lose belly fat. With Pinterest, you can optimize your boards or your pins to produce results for someone looking for easy ways to lose belly fat, right? You don't have to know them, but you can create a board, you can create a pin of So that way it brings people in to you that are looking for exactly that. With keywords, you bring the audience directly to you. You don't have to convince them that this is something that they need. They're already looking for you. And my fifth point, you guys, traffic. Unlike many other social media platforms, such as Facebook and Instagram, Pinterest encourages users to leave the platform and even shop. And that's a topic for another discussion, though. And yes, that is right. Pinterest allows users to leave the platform with every pin, whether it be a video or whether it be a picture you upload to Pinterest. You are able to include the source of the website. If you forget to include the website after you upload it, Pinterest will even prompt you to enter one. As much as I love social media, I tell all of my clients, never, ever, 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 ever depend solely on social media. Social media is not ours to own. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, even Pinterest, they've gone down. Now, Facebook and Instagram usually go down more than the others, of course, duh, same type of company, right? But they all go down because we're free users. We usually don't have an account manager that we can call and tell them that it's down to make sure that they get our accounts back up and running ASAP. We're at the mercy of these social media platforms, so you always want to make sure that you have your own place on the internet, right? Like, don't let all of your hard work go to waste. Protect yourself. So use Pinterest to direct your traffic to your website, your blog, a lead capture page, your podcast, whatever it is that you got going on. Use Pinterest to take the traffic there. Get them off of the platform so that way you can continue to build a relationship with them later. Even using Pinterest organically, meaning without paid ads, you can drive tons of traffic to your website for free. And that brings me to my final point. Why should you launch your Pinterest marketing strategy now? Well, I guess it could be really, really simple, including all of the reasons that I mentioned above, such as vanity metrics, Pinterest functionalities, smart feeds, search engine optimization, and traffic. There are two other reasons why you'd want to launch your Pinterest marketing strategy now, ASAP. The first reason is longevity. With other social media platforms, unfortunately, unless the status post or tweet goes viral, it usually is drowned out by the newer, more popular post in a matter of hours or even minutes if you're talking about Twitter. Because Pinterest is a search engine, people can discover your pin days, weeks, months, or even years after you've pinned it. Now, trust me, y'all. I got a pin right now from 2016, and it's almost 2020 that are still being circulated. So make your content work for you. And the next reason, which is going to be more obvious, you guys, like they said, ain't nothing to it but to do it. Sometimes we overcomplicate things, talk to ourselves until we talk ourselves out of it, and then we feed ourselves the lie of perfection, right? Perfection is a myth. The only way to get good at something is to simply do it. So stop feeding yourself the unrealistic expectations of reality. We all have to start off somewhere, but the key is to, guess what? Start. So sitting, thinking, and second guessing ourselves will get us absolutely nowhere. We got to do this. Now, if you are interested in discovering the perfect Pinterest marketing strategy for your business, you guys, there is a button on this blog that says "Let's Chat." Click that button, get on my calendar, and let's figure out how we can get you to use your Pinterest so that way you can start driving more traffic even in your sleep.